Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD. Thanks for downloading us. Remember, the A segment, which this is always about the latest news of the week, but especially what it means to you so you can take charge of your health. This is 943A, I believe, and Darren can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's 943A. The keys: is a ketogenic diet good for your children? What are the risks? I'm at 942, so I need to make sure that we're covering 942. And if I'm right, this is 942. The next highlight of the week: employee wellness programs yield little benefit in the first 18 months, but much benefit after 8 years. The next one is most type 2 diabetic apps lack real-time advice on blood sugar management. The next highlight: your lifespan may be foretold in your heartbeats. And can snacking at night really make you gain weight? Yeah, it can. Hearing loss tied to a 47% increased risk for depression. More screen time linked to higher risk of ADHD in preschool age children, and how an experimental injection could revolutionize HIV treatment. And the NIH hopes a new study in 4 states can cut opiate deaths by 40%. We also want to talk about risk blood pressures versus our blood pressures. There's a large difference in this study. Should that mean that you throw away your wrist blood pressure machine and just use an arm, or just use a professional who can listen to what are called Korkoff sounds, the sounds that your pulse rate makes as it's going through an artery that's occluded or not, that's how blood pressure is taken, but to only listen with a stethoscope to get the real answer. And pleasant smells may curb cigarette cravings. And is my food safe? Gluten is found in 32% of food labeled gluten-free, and genetic tests predict middle-aged obesity risk. And with that, it also predicts who's going to have a sleep apnea problem. And the good news about that, this is the celebration story of the week, that in fact, the people who are sleep apnea patients who get a CPAP device live longer. How much longer? We'll tell you in a few seconds. And even a little more exercise might help your brain stay young. Let's get to these stories. Employee wellness studies. Well, this was done in BJ's Wholesale Club, a retailer, over an 18-month period. 33,000 workers participated in the study, and they found no benefit for cost of medical care. But we didn't either at the Cleveland Clinic in the first 18 months. It takes more than 3 years, because when you stop people having medical problems, initially you're going to, in fact, increase costs by giving them blood pressure pills and other cholesterol management drugs, even sleep apnea devices. But once you get them healthy and get them, in fact, to have what we call the 6+2 normals, they get a lot younger and healthier. So that's a key. You got to have a long-term perspective, 3-year studies, and that's how we're saving a bunch of money, and our employees are saving a bunch in premiums and copays too. Most type 2 diabetes lack real-time advice on blood sugar management. That's because they're really measuring your blood sugar. They don't want to be your doctor. Your doctor should be your doctor, and you should get advice from your doctor or your nurse coach on how you manage your diabetes. So it isn't just the reading of glucose. It's the management. That's where your physician or your nurse practitioner or nurse coach or other coach fits in to help integrate that. Your lifespan told by your heartbeats. That's right. If you have a heart rate at rest of more than 75 beats per hour, for every beat above that number, meaning 76, you increase your risk of heart disease by 2% and increase your risk of dying by 3%. So you want to have a slower heart rate. How do you do that? It is by getting in better physical shape. But it was interesting that this study found 75 beats per minute is a key marker of where that increases. Just like a waist size, you measure your waist size, more than 39 inches in a man, more than 35 in a woman, that's where the increased risk of premature death and disability increases. Bedtime snacking, yes, it does really make you gain weight because it is unhealthy. You don't sleep as well, and these are excess calories that usually aren't good calories. If you're going to have it, have a little berries or dark chocolate, but try and have it 3 hours before bedtime. Hearing loss increases dementia risks 47%. We don't know whether it's a common disease, that is hearing loss being the neurons in the hair cells in your hearing apparatus or your brain, and depression being common, have a common origin, or whether because you've got hearing loss and your lack of socialization because of that, you get depressed. But almost everyone over a certain age will get hearing loss or will experience it as they get older, especially those of us from the loud music era. So it's important to make sure we get help. And if we aren't getting help, we should make sure that someone is aiding us. That is, someone, you've got to say to someone, if I start to get depressed because I'm unlikely to be able to get help myself, that's one of the common problems of depression, make sure that someone else helps me. Next study this week is more screen time, higher screen time in in young people under the age of 5. Those who spend 2 hours or more looking at the screen each day, 7 times more likely to develop ADHD 5 years later, that is inability to focus. So cut the screen time down under 2 hours a day when your child is developing. We were lucky enough that screens weren't that common. I mean, screen TV was common, but there weren't as many programs to entice people, and so our kids didn't watch as much as maybe some others would have. Next is, and of course my wife being a developmental pediatrician made sure they didn't have excess screen time. Next study, an experimental injection could revolutionize HIV treatment. The experimental injection, yet blocks the receptor from taking up the virus. This is new therapy. That is, we know, and actually Magic Johnson had this magic, he did not have this receptor, which is one of the reasons he survived so well so long, and is still surviving so well so long. But now you need a pathway to get in the cell. This injection blocks that pathway and does what some people have. Some people congenitally are missing that pathway, which helps decrease the multiplication of the HIV virus. This is an injection that will be doing exactly that, blocking that entry of the virus into the cells. So watch out for this coming along, but this has great promise for other viruses as well. There's a new study on opioid addiction. And the NIH is funding a lot of these studies in this desperate hope. How do we stop people getting addicted to these opiates, which are so good, but so their risk increases so fast as people need to crave more and more to get the same high, that more and more that craving, although there's a tolerance to the craving, so you need more and more, there's not a tolerance to the stopping breathing effect, and so that's why people die. Wrist and arm blood pressures are different. What do you need to do? Well, it may be that you just correlate your wrist blood pressure device with the doctor's arm one. If it works, fine. If it doesn't, maybe you need one, even an automatic one that goes on the upper arm, or at least know that where the systematic, if there's a consistent error, what it is, so you can relate it. Blood pressure is so important to get around 115 over 75, the ideal level. Pleasant smells curb cigarette cravings. This is an interesting study where they randomly allocated people to essential oils and to smell things that were pleasant, and it found that it decreased the craving of cigarettes. You need a pill, patch, a helper. And then this is actually another one that might help you in days 3 to 5, a pleasant smell to get you by it. Is your food safe? Well, gluten has been found in 32% of food labeled gluten-free, a new study shows. What does that mean? It just means you've got to really be particular in where, if you've got a gluten, not intolerance, but allergy. If you're a celiac disease patient, you got to really be careful. If you're a patient with intolerance, this will obviously give you an upset, tummy, bloating, anxiety, but at least it's not the intolerance that many people have. It's not as bad a risk. Genetic tests. They put in a whole bunch of genes that are multifactorial for obesity, and about 50% of the people with a common set of these genes develop obesity. Well, that means 50% don't. So what it means is you really do have control over your genes. You get to turn them on or off. That's what genetic engineering by you, by changing your lifestyle, is all about. Remember to avoid simple sugars, added syrups, simple carbohydrates, and foods with saturated fat. Do some exercise, manage stress. Those people who do that don't get obese, even if they have the genetic predisposition. If you're lucky enough not to have it, well, you're only 1/10 as likely, 5% as likely to develop obesity. But remember, it's your choice again, whether you do or not, whether you're in the 5% or the 95%, is how much you make of your choice in genetic engineering yourself. Another one of the celebrate good times, obese sleep apnea patients live longer with a nighttime, if you will, breathing aid. How much longer? It's about 4 to 5 years if you've got sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is pretty common. This is a big deal, and it's a big benefit. So do... if you've got sleep apnea, or someone says you stop breathing at night, or someone says you're a heavy snorer at night, get tested for sleep apnea. And even a little exercise. So this is taking people who were not doing any exercise and just started doing a little bit. People who achieved 10,000 or more steps a day had larger brain volumes than those with less than 5,000 steps. That larger brain size is important to memory and cognitive function as we get older. That's a very important finding from the news of the week. So key news of the week, get healthy. And if you're going to measure the return on investment for a wellness program for a company, make sure it's longer than a 3-year period. Your lifespan can be foretold by your heart rate or beats per minute. Get it down below 75 with a little exercise. That also helps your brain. Bedtime snacking is bad, but you control whether you do it or not, and whether you're obese or not, independent of what genes you inherited, you get to influence your genes. Thanks very much. This is Dr. Mike Roizen saying thanks for listening, and thanks for great engineering. We'll be back next week with 943A News of the Week. This is 942A. And by the way, you want to listen to the B segment? This is Peter Pitts, the former FDA commissioner, who talks about drug importation. Is it cheaper to get drugs from overseas? As well as the measles epidemic. Thanks again for listening.